With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Kathleen Schock. At least 10 people have tested positive for COVID-19 at the ICE processing facility in Bakersfield as of Monday. As FM89's Madi Bolaños reports, advocates say the people detained are not getting the proper medical attention.
22-year-old Christian Orellana contracted the virus in late July. On Saturday, he fainted at Mesa Verde. His lawyer, Amber Tovar, with the Defense Project in Bakersfield, says officials sent him to his bed.
I insisted that a medical doctor needed to see him, that it was not sufficient to just have a nurse take his vitals because he's complaining of difficulty breathing.
Tovar says ICE officials assured her he was being monitored by nurses in the medical unit at Mesa Verde. The next day, Tovar says another person detained started experiencing severe symptoms.
We felt that it was a medical emergency and called 911 to send over an ambulance to Mesa Verde. However, they were denied entry.
Three out of the four dorms at Mesa Verde are now in quarantine, Tovar says. In a statement, ICE says it is taking the proper protocols to ensure the safety of those detained in accordance with the CDC's guidelines. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Madi Bolaños.